Hi again, this is Pastor Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and we've finished one half of the introduction to the book of Luke, but the Lord has steered me in a different direction for how long, I don't know. We're right at part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor. This is a piece of literature that the Lord gave me a few years ago. And we also have a couple of letters. And right now, though, let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask him to anoint outwardly this service. Father, anoint outwardly this service. Let everything that I say be from the throne of God. Lord, that the church will be edified and strengthened, and that many millions of souls will be saved. Lord, we ask it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, where's the first letter from?
From Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, Calvary greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this sinful world to redeem us sinners. Pastor, the Lord has blessed me by having your soul-winning literature and knowing that you are led by the Spirit of God and reaping this end-time harvest. May the Lord richly reward and honor you at that great day of his judgment.
Well, the reason for this is true. We are winning millions of souls to the Lord. And anytime you see a work that is winning millions of souls to the Lord, you're going to see every false accusation in the world said about them. When I was 10 years ago, I think it was around 14 years ago when I was on trial for not paying income tax. I didn't owe any income tax, but they brought in a bunch of false witnesses. And they were people that I had thrown out of the church because of the different things that they were doing. One of them was Mike Bork. He was thrown out of the church because he was flirting with another man's wife. And the Lord tells us to not let these things occur in the church. And I said, look, Mike, you either have to just stick with your wife, Shelley, and stay away from Gigi Aki, or else, and he said, if you've got to figure out whether you want to go to heaven or go to hell, and go over to the altar there and pray, and if you make up your mind that you want to go to hell, just go ahead and leave your wedding ring on the altar and leave, because you cannot do that in this church. And so he left his wedding ring on the altar and took off and married another man's wife and left his wife and children alone. And because of the fact that I call that, Jesus calls it adultery, and I say that it's adultery also, he's writing, he writes all kinds of things and testifies falsely against me in courtrooms. Nikki Farr, she's a girl that was living here at the house, and she, for a while, I never really saw her in the house, but somebody told me she was using our phones and making long-distance calls, and I said, look, you have to leave. You're not going to do that in this house. She was just a young girl, so she had to go. Jared Bowlesley stated that he had thrown rocks out of one of our buses to hit other drivers going by, and so I asked his family, because they were, he was too young, I couldn't put him out, so I had Sue Balsley and what was the dad's name? Bob Balsley, take him out of the church, and so now they're uptight at me because I did that. And there's a Jody. Jody was offered a lot of money by the IRS to testify falsely against me, and she did. And so she wants to justify herself by saying that different things that I had done wrong. There's also Piper. Now, Piper is the sister of this rock and roll singer. What was his name?
Gene Vincent.
Gene died, and the funeral was held in our church in Los Angeles. And Piper, his sister, was married to Tommy Scarcello. And she had she saw another man in the church that she liked, and so she committed adultery on Tommy Scarcello and left, ran off with this other man. And now she's writing all kinds of bad things about me because I call, she says, this is true love. I said, well, Jesus calls it adultery. So, you know, if people want to listen to people like this, well, that's their business. And we have also Jim Griffin and let's see, who was paid a lot of money to testify falsely against me in court. And also there was Becky Levy. Now, her dad was put out of the church because he wanted to still take drugs. And he was molesting the little children in the church. And now they're turning around and accusing me of the same thing that they did. They have brought all these accusations. Now they're bringing them all over the place again because we're out there winning souls. And I've never said anything about them, but, you know, people ought to know who it is that's bringing these false reports on the church and doing everything in their power to put us down. I've had many judges tell me that they were very sorry they found out that all the things that I was saying in the courtroom was true. And they said, I wish we would have never. It's, water under the bridge now, and it's hindsight, but we are so sorry for having taken all the property of that church away. And they mentioned all these things, all kinds of slander about me in the courtrooms, that I was married to all kinds of people, 10, 15, 20 wives. And they checked it out, and they found out that this was false. And this is like 14 years ago, 15 years ago, and they still haven't found this to be true. And because there are no marriage licenses, and there is, it's just absolutely false. So if people want to believe them, they can. But they've really done, they use these people that don't want to serve the Lord. They use them because they got an axe to grind against us, because they were living at the church, and they were using it for a crash pad and a place to live, and they want to live at the church and take drugs and fornicate. There's a sister in the church that stated that Bill Levy was molesting her when she was a teenager, or not even in her teens yet, right? Not even in preteens, and he was an older man and molesting her. And I didn't know these things were going on, but when I found out, I threw him out. And now his daughter, Becky Levy, is saying all kinds of slanderous things. Why she's saying that, I have no idea. And there may be others, but it's too numerous. And I'm here to preach the gospel. And, we are winning souls, and we've won a lot of souls in the government. And Jesus had the same thing. Man, he had so many false accusers against him that they nailed him to the cross. And you say, well, why are you trying to defend yourself? Hey, I'm doing it for your good. I'm already saved. I went to prison on a pack of lies, and I went through prison, and I won a lot of souls there, and I'm still winning souls now that I'm out. I've been out of prison for about 8 to 10 years, somewhere in that area, and still the government has not found that any of the things that were said about me to be true. And if they can, I wish that they would just go ahead and prove it. But now they're saying even sheriffs and FBI people and the people, the judges, are saying they were sorry that they did these things to me because they did a check. One person was in prison, and they said they would let him go out of prison if they would say false things against me. It reminds me about the man that they released that was a murderer instead of letting Jesus go. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, we're living in an antichrist society then, and we're living in an antichrist society now. The reason, say, we are is because we are part of the same body of Christ that lived then, and we are the feet of the body of Christ. We're the very last people that are preaching the gospel. And the reason I'm saying this, I think you ought to know that there's two sides to every story. If you want to believe what a bunch of drug addicts that they once were saved and then they were part of the great falling away, they fell away. There's a Susie Grew that fell away because she thought that it was better to. Now she's going to Oprah Winfrey because she hears that Oprah Winfrey is giving out $100,000 rewards to anyone that is doing sex crimes. Well, the government has been going over me with a fine-tooth comb for years, and they haven't found any sex crime, and they never will, because I'm not a criminal. I'm not a sex criminal at all. They used to try to say all kinds of things like that, and if people out in the world want to believe that, because of what they do, we see presidents and people in the White House that we've got books here on them that they're doing all kinds of sexual deviations. The Vatican with all their Roman Catholic priests that are molesting little children, nothing like that's going on in our place, and they're not prosecuting them. Let's see them prosecute them first, and these child molesters that are homosexual priests. And let's see somebody point a finger at themselves. These people try to make a name on themselves for people that are serving the Lord and winning souls. And, well, let's finish with this letter, okay?
Yes.
Now, you know, if people want to dish some dirt, well, I've got, you know, I could spend more time on it, but I'd rather preach the gospel.
Amen.
All right, then what?
My soul has been assured with joy by the reading of your literature, Pastor. I would like to become part of your Tony Ulamo soul-winning ministry. Please accept me as one of your servants and help this poor worker.
Well, you would not be my servant, young man or young lady. You would be the Lord's servant because I serve the Lord, and that's what the Lord wants you to do, and that's what I want you to do as well, is to serve God. Fear God and keep His commandments, and you'll go to heaven. But if you don't, if you're a liar and if you're a false accuser, especially accusing people that are part of the body of Christ, that are winning souls, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. You're going to the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
Although we shall never meet each other on this side of heaven and worship the Lord, Pastor, I am serving the Lord in Hyderabad, India, since August 4th, 2004. Kindly continue to encourage me and pray about my services that I am doing for the Lord. Pastor, I am serving the Lord with all of my heart, mind, soul, and strength. Pastor, I want to tell you I got 50 copies of your literature from Pastor P. Padma, and I went many places and distributed the literature to many churches. Many people got saved. Now I am preaching the gospel in Vanas Tahalapuram. Pastor, I request you please send me 10 Bibles and your literature to distribute in my area. I pray that God, our provider, will continue to provide for you and your ministry till Jesus comes. Amen. Many blessings from God be with you and those people who are busy serving in your ministry. Pastor Suresh from Hyderabad, Andhra Pradesh, India.
Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, these people that bring false accusations, they haven't got anything to lose. They're just dopers and adulterers and fornicators. And they just figure, you know, that they, some of them have said, we'll stop saying things if you give us money. And I said, I wouldn't give you, do your thing, man. I'm not paying a bunch of devils any money to stop lying about me. Why would I give money to a liar? Okay, then what?
Next letter?
Yes.
From Kumasi, Ghana, Africa. Dear brother in Christ, once more it's your friend Obed writing you this letter. First of all, we thank the Almighty God who has called us unto Himself and has given us authority to be His sons. Secondly, I thank you and your ministry for your literature, which you always send to me in my church. Thank you also for helping the Great Commission in the world today. In fact, your books and literature are doing marvelous works here. They are winning many souls for Christ and also helping churches and individuals in evangelism.
And now that we're on the air everywhere in the world, Satan is really rising up his ugly head to try to get something going again. But the people, the courts have all these people's names that were there about 14 years ago, or 12 to 14 years ago, and they know that I reckon the court didn't believe them then, and I don't think that they'll believe them now. But the thing that they're after is your soul. They just don't want you to listen to what to the things that I'm preaching and teaching. And that's up to you. You either have to believe people that are preaching the Bible. I'm not on drugs. I'm not on booze. I'm not into sex crimes or anything like that. So if you want to make $100,000, I would suggest that you pick on one of the government agents, okay, or some Catholic priest. But see if Oprah Winfrey will come against a Catholic priest. No, if she did, they'd cut her off the air immediately, okay, because the whole government and the media is controlled by them, and she knows that. She's just making a grandstand to try to make herself look like an angel, a black angel, okay, if there are such things. All right, then what?
I appeal to you on behalf of my church to help us to take the Great Commission to the rural areas in Ghana. We need Bibles for new converts, books and literature to train believers into maturity. We will be happy when we receive all these things. My size is extra large, and I would like the sweatshirt, as you stated in your last letter. And I will be happy if you can help me with one t-shirt in the same size for my wife, who is helping in the distribution of the literature. I end here thanking you for your kindness and courage in the Lord. Yours in Christ, Obed, from Kumasi, Ghana, Africa.
Obed, okay, praise the Lord. All right, now, you know, I'm not, if a people think that I'm prejudiced by having made that statement, you've got to be crazy, because my whole band in Los Angeles is all blacks, and we have many, many black people in our church, and they're very good Christians. And we win. One of our major works is in Africa, and we send them all kinds of relief, and we've helped out with their water wells and everything over there. And we love the black people. All right, and there might be black angels. I don't know, but I'm just saying, I don't believe that Oprah is one of them. I saw The Color Purple, a movie that she was in, and I don't think she's a black angel, okay? Not a white one either. She's a hypocrite. All right? Because she thinks, because she's got the public relations department saying that she's a billionaire and she owns the world. Let me tell you something. She doesn't own the world, and she's no saint. She's just a know-it-all to me. She's a know-it-all, know-nothing. I don't believe she knows the Lord at all. I'd be glad to debate her anytime on television or radio. Okay? Then what? Okay, let's go with part 7 of Another Pearl Harbor. Oh, if you want to hear controversy, tune in. Make sure you tune in. Okay, what else?
Dr. Joseph states, quote, "Non-citizens basically have no rights at all if the president or his attorney general decides to suspend them. If the person is not a U.S. citizen, they may be arrested on the order of the president or attorney general. They may be held in secrecy for an indefinite period, have their conversations with attorneys monitored, be tried by a military tribunal, and if found guilty, be executed without the right of appeal or judicial review."
Yeah, justice, equity, you know. Isn't that? The Lord says he's going to judge all the judges of the world. All these people, if we judge, we can judge, but only if we use the Lord's word to judge with. I don't use my own judgment. I use the word of God to judge myself and also the things that are going on in this world. All right, then what?
"In fact, they have no right to a lawyer," unquote. No right to a lawyer? This means Rome has started her inquisitions again, even here in North America.
Right, when I was in court a few years ago, what I was talking about, they said, "You're not allowed to tell any of the good works that you're doing. Only people can get up here and tell of all their lies, is all their stories, their side of the story. But if you start telling any good works that you've done, we're going to call in all these people, some that I don't even know who they are, and we're going to testify against you. And they ask the IRS people, my attorney says, do you believe that you're of the Lord? And the IRS man thought for a while, and he said, yes, we're of the Lord. Yeah, and they said, yes, even Matthew was an IRS man. And I wasn't able to say, that was before he got saved. Matthew was, he walked away from the tax collection career of his and went with the Lord. So all you IRS people, we pray for you. And I also keep praying for these people that keep trying to stir up something out in the world against this church and myself and the church, this church and myself, and against the Word of God. I can't understand why people are that foolish, because those that were in the church saw so many miracles in this church, one right after the other. And they condemn people for chastening children. And that's why it's like a lawless society. There's so many children now killing people because they've never been spanked before. They say, oh, do you spank people? No, I just encourage parents to spank them if they are doing evil, because the Bible says that you're supposed to. But the Antichrist government says that isn't supposed to happen. Well, Antichrist government, you should be spanked in, because that is supposed to happen. Now, either people are going to believe God or you. God is never going to die, but you are, and you're going to stand before the judgment bar of God and be judged for your hatred against the Word of God. God said that if you hate His Word, He sends you strong delusions and makes you to believe a lie that your souls might be damned, because you do not love and you do not show high esteem to the Word of God. That's on you. Not me or God. You're going to hell in the lake of fire. Not God or me or any true Bible-believing Christian. Okay, continue on, please.
Quote, a non-citizen can thus be arrested, tried, and executed in secret. And the same applies to U.S.-born citizens who are identified as, quote, enemy combatants, unquote.
But see, I'm not saying these things to make you fear the government, because the Bible says you're not to fear them at all. You're to fear God and keep His commandments. And if you do, God will send some kind of a plague. Some judge here in Fort Smith, Arkansas, was saying all kinds of bad things about me, and God came down and destroyed his courtroom in a tornado, and tore his sister's house down, and yanked the arm of him. This is years ago. His sister yanked her arm right out of the sockets. Wasn't that it?
Yes.
Yeah, and then I put out a gospel tract on him before and said that God's going to punish you very much. And it happened, and then the newspaper ran a story on it at the Southwest Times Record. Then look it up. Okay, then what else?
The same applies to U.S.-born citizens who are identified as enemy combatants by the Bush administration, unquote. The Roman Gestapo, who has infiltrated our government, is proposing that they...
That's a Roman Nazi government, because they were the Nazis also. I have books here filled with Catholic priests that have Nazi war bands on, Nazi uniforms, and then it shows them in their priest outfits. What was the name of that book?
The Vatican Holocaust.
And we've got pictures in there where it shows the nuns in Germany marching in parades, holding up Nazi swastikas, and they have Nazi war band, armbands on. And there's the Eustache, the Catholic Roman Eustaches, holding the heads of different people up that they chopped their heads off, and they've all got smiles on their face. It is the most ruthless, demented, satanic cult on the face of this earth. And They do everything they can to stop the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They pay people all kinds of money, just like they paid Judas to testify falsely against Jesus and to show them where he was. And Christ wasn't hiding from them anyway. And he never used bombs, bullets, or guns. They bring accusations that we had guns and bullets. And we don't even allow our children to play with a squirt gun. And nobody's even allowed to have a jackknife. And so anytime you hear these accusations, they have marched in on us many times in the middle of the night and made our people sit out on the ground. And they searched through everything. They couldn't find a jackknife. They couldn't find a gun, a bullet, a bomb. They couldn't find anything. We're the cleanest organization on the face of this earth. There's nothing here that they can find, or any narcotics or drugs or anything like that. We're definitely clean, as in the eyes of the Lord, and also in the eyes of born-again, spirit-filled Christians. Okay, continue on.
The Roman Gestapo, who has infiltrated our government, is proposing that they, who are the exact opposite of innocent, be allowed once again to pick up innocent people, as the Vatican has done for centuries, falsely accuse them, then put them before a firing squad. Doesn't this sound like the Roman Catholic Nazi government all over again?
Yeah, now you've got people like Oprah Winfrey, that she just goes right along with it because she's exalted. And the Bible talks about silly women that follow after her. And that the whole world is deceived, and they're just, of course, everybody's money hungry because they're also poverty stricken. It's unbelievable. And they'll make up any kind of a story against you because the government gives huge rewards for liars. And I've put out much literature on that and named names. The district attorney in Los Angeles years ago, he's not the same DA now, but was paying informants, jailbirds, to bring false accusations against people so that they could prosecute them, in hopes that they would have prosecuted so many people that they would even be given a judgeship. And I forget what the prosecutor's name was that I did an expose on, and he was taken out of office. Ira Reiner. Yeah, he was the DA, and I did a whole expose on him. And he was one. And Marvin Mitchelson, who I asked him to help me out, Marvin, because I'd done some jackets for his wife and him. And I said, please, you know, talk to Ira Reiner and tell him to stop trying to prosecute me on false charges. And so he didn't. And so there was information that came out on Marvin Mitchelson. He's the one that came out with the palimony law for homosexuals that are, quote, living together so that they could get some money from rich homosexuals when they were living with them. And so, you know, I did an expose on him, and he got thrown in prison. But what I was saying was the absolute truth. He wasn't paying income taxes. I paid my taxes. All right? And I paid property taxes as well. Told anybody that I'd trade in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'll trade property taxes with anyone in town, because we owned a lot of property out there at that time that the government had seized and stole from us and then sold for pennies on the dollar. All right, and Satan was clapping his hands. The reason they did that is because some of these people that I read the names of were up there sinning. A lot of them were committing fornication, flirting with other people's wives and taken off with them, and God is going to punish the people, and some of the good people are going to have to be go down the drain with them. But we, as soon as they were gone, the Lord gave us back all the property, even more, not the same property, but better property. But it's not in the church name. The people in the church now own the property, each one individually. And that's the way it's going to be. So that if when they prosecute me, that they won't be able to take, or the church, they won't be able to take all the property because it's in hundreds of people's names. And so, because we had given that property to other people, and we had documents to prove it, but now it's other people's names, and they pay their own taxes, and they pay for their own payments on their property, etc. All right, now let's go ahead. Because we are living among people that are literally possessed with the devil. They're the Nazi Vaticanites, the Nazi Roman Catholics. That was a practice run in Germany and in Czechoslovakia and in Poland. And now this is the real thing, the real satanic thing. And God, that's why God is starting to pour his wrath out on the earth. And it's, you know, you people in government, repent. And talk to the Lord. Say your prayers to him. And you Catholic priests that have committed all these sinful things, you repent as well. Ask the Lord to forgive you. And start letting the Lord give you the power and the strength to not be homosexuals any longer, and to stop you from molesting children like Pope John Paul II did. He was a known homosexual that the Roman Catholic cult is deifying now, and he was a child molester, and little babies on top of it. And I brought that out, and it a lot of people came forth and said, yes, amen, that's the truth. Okay, then what?
This is exactly what the Nazis did under the direction of the Pope. Hitler was a Catholic. He studied to be a Roman Catholic priest, but the Pope thought he could be used more effectively in the position of the Führer. These facts are written in Hitler's own book, which is entitled Mein Kampf. Do you prefer a Nazi dictatorship-run government or a government which is of the people, by the people, and for the people? Do you
If you prefer the Nazi Vatican Roman Catholic government, then you deserve, according to God, to burn in hell, perpetually in hell in the lake of fire, forever and ever. And you're refusing to do things the way the Lord God tells you to do. And we're praying for you, that's for sure. And I'm not just saying that. We are praying for you that you'll be able to see the light and get your soul saved. Okay, go ahead.
Do you prefer the freedom that we once had under the U.S. Constitution, which was based on the Bible? Christ died to set us free from the bondage of Satan so that we might exodus, as he did, into heaven. The devil's time is so short that he's getting sloppy. When people are deceived by the devil, we really need to pray for them, because God is able to break through their darkness and save their souls. F.T. Saucy, a historical expert on Roman Catholicism, stated, quote, "Because Catholicism reeked of treason with its implicit obedience to the papal mitre over the British crown, most of colonial America denied Catholics the right to vote, to hold public office, to own property, or even to worship in their customary forms." According to the San Francisco Examiner, attorney Stanley Hilton sued the United States government because the Vaticanites who have infiltrated our government have opened its doors wide to other Roman Catholic Nazis. The result is that the Vatican now controls everything in the United States, except for the true members of Christ's true church. They cannot control us. This is why they want to kill or imprison us. The Bible said that Rome would control the world just before Christ smashed it to pieces with his plagues. The world belongs to God in Christ, and he's about to return.
Not the world, the earth belongs to God in Christ. The world system is a system, it's a satanic system, but he owns it enough to smash it, and Satan cannot smash him. Okay, then what?
He's about to return to possess it. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. Psalm 76, verse 12. According to the Washington Post's January 19, 2002 issue, page A2, quote, President Bush's top political advisor said today that Republicans will make the president's handling of the war on terrorism the centerpiece of their strategy to win back the Senate and keep control of the White House in this year's midterm elections, unquote. The New York Times is saying it, and the Washington Post. Who are we to believe? I can tell you who we are to believe. Believe God. We are not to trust these weasels. All I know is that the news media and the government said plenty of false things about myself and my church, which they expounded on in the media for years. So it's impossible for me to believe the media and the government. If the people of nations are anti-war, the Roman Catholic heads of nations give them reasons for war. Some recent examples include the burning of the Reichstag building in Germany, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and flying a couple of planes into the World Trade Center.
More like rockets. Then what else?
These things and more have been exposed in thousands of books, such as the well-researched books of Saucy, Joseph, and others too numerous to footnote. More than this, God has everything recorded in heaven. Remember, God is, quote, terrible to the wicked kings of the earth, Psalm 76, verse 12, and, quote, terrible in his doing toward the wicked children of men, Psalm 66, verse 5. The Pope tells all the leaders of the nations that he will give them money from the many banks the Vatican controls, under the condition that the different armies of the world, especially ours, will give their allegiance to him and do what he says. The leaders of nations, none of which have any remarkable brain power, are frightened by this false god and his lies. The Vatican told us in World War II that the Germans were going to get us if we didn't go to war. The Germans didn't want war, and neither did we. So the leaders of our nation and the other nations planned an attack on Pearl Harbor by the Pope's orders, and FDR approved it to get the people of our nation behind the war. They knew that if they bombed Pearl Harbor, the people of the United States would go to war.
Right. FDR was a very good friend of Cardinal Spellman and other cardinals. And he was visited frequently by them and did what the Pope was telling him to do. All right, then what?
Hitler knew that Germany would go to war when their parliament building was burned. Hitler, Göring, and the others in the Nazi Party had the Reichstag burned, or 9/11'd, by the Nazi Party. F.T. Saucy stated, quote, "With Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima, and Nagasaki, World War II established the United Nations. Elder President Bush's Persian Gulf War, like the war on terrorism of his son, President George W. Bush, beckoned all nations to marry Americans with Rome at gunpoint and together bring the whole world under the increasingly dynamic rule of the Roman Pontiff. This most recent reordering, the subject of what I'm writing here, can conveniently be traced to the Elder Bush's first act as president, which was the uttering of a prayer. Quote, on the day of his inauguration, January 20, 1989, George H.W. Bush was a virtual Roman Catholic due to his confirmation into a church, the Protestant Episcopal Church in the United States, which indeed is united with Roman Catholicism and the Pope. This is a church whose first bishop was ordained in 1784 in Aberdeen, Scotland, by three bishops who notoriously declared allegiance to the Roman Pontiff. Most of his adult life, G.H.W. Bush had been a member and for a while the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, an organization founded in 1947 by William J. Wild Bill Donovan, for the purpose of providing special means to ensure Vatican influence over the secular world. This was subsidized by American taxpayers. Donovan was a devout Roman Catholic decorated in July 1944 by Pope Pius XII with the Grand Cross of the Order of St. Sylvester.
Just a regular priest in a Catholic church don't realize all these things. I was sitting under a tree, an olive tree in Israel, with a Catholic priest, and we were really friendly with each other. And I was telling him some of the things that the Vatican does and the cult that he was in was doing. He says, God, I have no knowledge of these things. And so I proved it to him, and he left the church. I showed him all kinds of documents. And he said, I didn't know that. So the actual laity of the Vatican and the Roman Catholic cult, they don't really know these things. And there are a lot of real nice people there, and that's why I preach the gospel to them, so that their souls can be saved. Catholicism, Mormonism, Mohammedanism, and all the other isms cannot save your soul. Only Christ can save your soul. You must come to Him and ask Him to enter your heart and wash all your filthy sins away, and have faith that He will hear you and answer you and will wash you clean from all your filthy sins and enter into you. Christ will enter into you by the Spirit with the Father, and you'll feel the power of God, which they call the grace of God, the power of God, enter you, and you will be a saved new person. And you'll be able, it doesn't make any difference how many wicked things you've done, and I'm talking to you government people too, the Lord will save your soul. And we'd love to see you saved. I mean, there wouldn't be anything that would please me more than to see George Bush saved. I mean, that would be so wonderful, you know? I used to run around with a guy that looked and acted just like him in Houston, Texas. He was the dean of Rice University. And before I was saved, we'd hit the beer joints and sing songs together and everything, and just kind of run around together. When I was with the American Health Studios in silhouette figure form as the executive vice president. And so, I mean, I really like that guy, and he reminds me very much of Bush. And I'd really love to see you saved, George, for sure. All right? And also your whole family. And if ever there was somebody to be saved, it was me. And I believe you need saving very much, even as much as I did. I was no prince before I was saved. Okay, then what?
Donovan was decorated with the Vatican's highest award for a lifetime of public and secret service to the Roman Catholic Church. It is said, and I can only speculate, Saucy continues, that Mr. Bush was also a 33rd degree Freemason and a member as well of Propaganda Jewe P2, the shadowy Masonesque society made up of leading French, German, Italian, and American business, political, and media leaders, which are dedicated to the Roman Church militant. They have put all the blame for the abominations in the world which they are committing on the Russians, the commies, the Germans, the Japanese, China, Korea, Vietnam, Iran, Iraq, the Muslims, the United States, Tony Alamo, Jim Jones, David Koresh, and anyone else they can build up to appear frightening. This they do through their mouth, the media. Who can be blamed for carrying out all these abominations except Rome and her puppets? God said she's, quote, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, unquote. Do you want to believe God or them? In the mid-1960s, Rome's cult, the government, and the media were saying God is dead. This really ticked me off. Almost 40 years ago, I, due to my first supernatural experience...
Well, now it's 41 years ago. Okay, then what?
...knew that God was not dead. Almost all of his prophecies have come to pass. The ones who said God is dead are the ones who are dead in their sins and trespasses.
And many of them have died since in these last 41 years. Many of them. And I've ministered to Ronald Reagan. I've ministered to all the presidents of the United States. I've ministered to Clinton. Many people. many former presidents and congressmen and senators, probably every single one of them since I've been saved. Then what else?
Sue and I waged war against the devil by preaching the gospel. Many false prophets have risen up, but we are the ones God used to generate the worldwide revival that you see today. Sadly, it is not what it should be. God is using me to work on it. The popes of Rome and their pagan religion have always said that they are God himself here on earth.
Right. There's a great falling away from the church today, and the Apostle Paul in the second chapter of the book of 2 Thessalonians stated that don't believe that Jesus is coming back to earth again soon until you see the great falling away of the church. Well, that's happened now. And when you see Satan entering the temple of God and saying that he is God, know then that it's the time for the Lord to come back to earth again. What's happening is the great falling away, and the Satan has entered the temple of God. The people that were once saved are the temple of God. All these people that I read to you, their names tonight at the beginning of this service, were once saved. And then Satan entered into them. Judas was once saved. He was sent out with the other 11 disciples and was laying hands on people, and they were being healed. He was casting out devils. And then the Bible states that Satan entered into him. And then this devil drove him to tell where Jesus was and to sell him for 30 pieces of silver. Sell him down the throat for money. And that's exactly what these people are doing today. They're selling the saints of God out for filthy lucre, filthy money. And you just see it more and more all the time. Then what?
They refuse to give honor to God. They refuse to keep God's law.
So it's a falling away from the Lord. And now Satan has entered into them, and they're saying, hey, false doctrine is the right doctrine. Anyone that's preaching the truth of God, they don't have any love of God. Because they're saying that God drowned the world, and God would never do anything like that. And they're saying that God barbecued Sodom and Gomorrah, and God would never do anything. And God's going to burn the world and going to send us to hell. God would never do anything like that. That's the same thing Satan said to Eve. Thou shalt not surely die. God will not kill you. He just knows. He's lying to you. No, you people are believing the same lie that Eve did. You say you're going to get off the hook because you were deceived. That's impossible. Eve never got off the hook. She had to die. Thou shalt not surely die. But she did die. And if she hadn't repented, there's no way that she could enter the kingdom of heaven. So, I have the writings of Adam and Eve. They were far more intelligent than the people that are today, because they, Adam named every animal, named every creature on the face of this earth. He was highly intelligent. We're still using those names today. And he even named his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all people. So don't let anybody tell you that there were other people. No, all humanity came through Adam and Eve. Those are the only two. And people multiplied there. The Bible states that when people come to the age of puberty, they can marry. And that's the puberty is when they reach the age of when they can have children. And that's when a woman reaches her cycle. Many of them reach their cycle at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. If they don't reach it until 18, well, they shouldn't get married until then. But once they can have children, they got married back then, and they still do today. Many people get married. To this day, the laws are still on the books of the United States where people can be married at whenever their parents give consent at the age of 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever. And so, and they do. And they have children, and they're able to have grandchildren and great-grandchildren and see them before they die. But this doctrine when Satan enters into them, they're saying, false doctrine is true. That means they're saying Satan is true. And that then God sends some strong delusion and makes them to believe a lie that they're okay. A-O-K. They're just fine. And that their souls might be damned because what they did is turn their back on God. Did you ever know that when you open the Bible, you're looking at God? God, the Bible says, is the Word. His Word, the Bible. Jesus, the Bible says, is the Word of God because it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so it also states in the book of Revelation that Jesus is the Word of God, that on his thighs written his name, the Word of God. And so in order to believe God, you have to, and be saved, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole Word of God. Believe on the whole Word of God, and thou shalt be saved. But if you believe some parts of the Word and not others, if you believe false doctrine, then you've fallen away from the Lord, and you've let Satan enter into you and say that he is God. So the temple that this satanic, this devil is entering into is you. Know you not that you're the temple of God, that you're not your own? You have to believe the Word of God. You are the temple of God. There's not going to be any temple of God built by the hands of man that's going to be the temple of God. That's Old Testament. Now we become the temple of God where he lives, and he is our temple. So now we know that it's just we're living in the very last hours of time before the Lord is coming back to earth again. And Paul said, don't worry about it until that happens. It's happened. And so we're living in just a few minutes before the Lord comes back to earth again. And so you better repent before it's too late. And not only that, you might go out to meet the Lord before he comes back. God could pull the breath right out of your body right now. Or late this evening when you're laying to sleep. Send the angel of death, the king of terrors, to your bedroom or wherever you sleep and just yank the soul out of you, yank you up through the clouds, up before the throne of God, and then sling your soul down into hell if you don't repent. So repent now. Ask the Lord to enter your heart and wash you clean with his blood. And let him give you the power and strength to be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. And to give you joy and happiness and fulfillment and peace right here on earth where there is no peace. Okay, now what else?
The popes of Rome and their pagan religion refuse to obey the laws of any country, and they not only refuse to answer to anyone on earth, they even refuse to answer to God Almighty himself. They refuse to obey any of our laws, and they refuse to answer to anyone on earth, whether they are a king, a president, a member of law enforcement, or anyone else. This is the same as saying they can do anything they please, including committing any crime they please, and still not have to stand trial in this world for it. This is the real mafia, no doubt about it. Every leader of every country in the world is under Rome's control. This includes the President of the United States of America. This has been the case for centuries. They have pronounced the Pope and now his puppets immune from all prosecution. Heads of state are the gods of the pagan idol worshippers. The Pope has given them the power to punish anyone who may oppose the wars they wage or any other heinous crimes the Pope has them commit. Jesus, who created everything in heaven and on earth and saved my soul, is the real God. He is the only God I will ever worship. He is the only way to heaven. God, hear this prayer. All the children of God in the world know the only chance we have against them is to connect with God in prayer. Quote, O God, show them thy strength as you showed the entire world. You saved 8 souls when you drowned the entire world in Noah's time. Show the world of evil, unrepentant sinners your incredible military power, as you did the people of Egypt in the days of Moses. You said that all flesh would not be able to survive if you didn't shorten the times. So terrorize the people of Satan with your plagues, and destroy all those who are destroying souls and destroying the earth. Do to them as you did to those in Sodom and Gomorrah, and send the plagues you promised. Touch not the oil and the wine, your children. You've given us your eternal life. We are justified to have eternal life through the blood of Jesus. You took away our sins, and we have your life because you live and work in us. Lord, we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. This is what we must do if we want to be spared from the wrath of God on this earth and spared from eternity in both hell and the lake of fire. Pray to God so that he will either save the people of the world or destroy them. The Lord told me he will do it soon. No doubt the Roman Empire and all their puppets will stand trial before God for their many sins, especially blasphemy, on the day of judgment. God will repay those who, quote, hate him to their face, to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face, unquote, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 8 states, quote, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
In other words, that's just meaning that God has plenty of time. Your little life is so short, and mine, that we'll be up there before him in nothing flat. You know, I was 1 year old. I remember it very well. And all of a sudden, here I am, 71 years old. It's here. You know, old age happened. It's here right now. Rest easy, Tony. Old age is here. It's here. And it's going to happen to you. And soon you're going to be up before the Lord. And then it's going to be too late. It just happens in a twinkling of an eye. Okay? And so, everyone, if you could just remember your roots. Remember, whether you can look in the mirror now and remember it or think about it. Everybody, we're all just a bunch of former fetuses. Amen?
Amen.
Who are you to raise your voice up against the Lord, God, the creator of all things? You little former fetus, you. All right? Get right with the Lord. I see that our time is up, and you know you're going to go out and meet the Lord, and hopefully you'll get saved, because it might happen tonight. Say the prayer. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in your precious blood. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, because you said so. I know you're the Son of the living God. And I know that you died on the cross and shed your blood for the forgiveness of my sins. And therefore, I know you've heard me, I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And just thank and praise the Lord. Get right and get a Bible. Get your nose in there and start looking at God. God is the Word. And the Word of God is Spirit, and it is life to your soul. All right, so tomorrow we're going to be doing parts 8 of Another Pearl Harbor. When is this tract that I've written, this piece of literature, ever going to be over with? This is 8 parts. Well, we'll soon see. But until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you all, and praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.